All right, joining me now, Paula Nelson from Sweet Monday. You can check out what we're talking about today at sweetmonday.org. Paula, welcome to Mornings with Carmen.
Good morning, Carmen.
What a joy. What a joy to have you with us today. First of all, let's just share with folks, what is Sweet Monday, and how have you seen God use this ministry to, you know, connect women for fellowship and discipleship?
Yes. Well, when was the last time you were invited to something fun, Carmen, and you didn't have to RSVP, you didn't have to stop by the store and bring something disguised as homemade, you didn't have to change your clothes, and you could leave your wallet at home?
How did the disguise something as homemade part, I feel like maybe you have seen me take a tray or a dish from my own house and, you know, carry it very non-discreetly into the grocery store and, like, you know, filled it up. I feel like you've lived with me a little bit. Paula, you're right.
Well,
it is unusual to be invited to something where we don't have to RSVP, we don't have to bring anything, we don't have to get all dressed up, and we don't have to, like, study in advance for a lesson. So talk with us about what's unique then about the Sweet Monday invitation.
Right. Sweet Monday is just a great opportunity for women to connect, because in our culture and society, every day women are lonely and discouraged and disconnected because of this broken world that we live in, and we're moving more and more towards isolation. So Sweet Monday is really a network of women who are serving our local communities by inviting their neighbors and friends into their homes intentionally once a month to build healthy relationships and connect women to the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. So we offer cookies or something sweet. We offer a sweet connection with other women, and we offer Christ. And it's guilt-free and no commitment, because women are busy these days, and the Bible tells us to encourage each other and spur one another on to love and good deeds. And a lot of us don't have time for that. So Sweet Monday takes one Monday a month or one day a month to intentionally invite friends and neighbors into our homes to connect with each other, to share the gospel, and just encourage each other.
So how would I find a Sweet Monday near me? And then maybe if I say to myself, you know what, that's actually the kind of thing I'd love to do. I'd love to figure out how to open my home and just genuinely invite people in to this kind of a thing. So either how do I find a Sweet Monday near me, or how do I become a hostess for a Sweet Monday?
That's a great question. Well, our website offers all the answers to that. So to find a Sweet Monday, there's a simple search, find a Sweet Monday near me, and you can put in your zip code and find if there is a Sweet Monday in your neighborhood. And if there's not, there's a link right there to go ahead and start a Sweet Monday or learn more about hosting a Sweet Monday. And one of our mottos for our hostesses is to keep it so simple, you never dread it. We don't want people to dread inviting people into their home. So we purposely just serve one dessert. It can be store-bought, Carmen. It does not have to be homemade. The point is not in the dessert. The point is in the connection, and the point is in sharing encouragement and the gospel truth with women. So becoming a hostess is really an easy thing, and our website is there. We have tools on our website to encourage and equip women that they can to also be a hostess, but we exist for that purpose. We want women to use their homes and their hospitality to reach out to other women for Christ.
Okay, so all you do is you go to sweetmonday.org, and right now on the slider, when you get there, the first thing that's going to pop up is Project Cupcake, and Paula and I are going to talk about that in just a moment. But if you click over one slider shot from there at sweetmonday.org, find a Sweet Monday is what pops up. You type your zip code into the little location box, and you hit search. And if you're like me, a Sweet Monday location is going to appear. It's going to populate right there on the screen. If it doesn't appear, you could either change your search parameters, or you could say to yourself, maybe I need to start one of these. Maybe I need to become a hostess. And then how do I do that? Well, you would go back to the page, and you would say, click on the Become a Hostess page. Anyway, all of that is at sweetmonday.org. Paula Nelson and I are going to take a very brief break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Project Cupcake. and how people can get involved in this Sweet Monday project. We'll be right back.
If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin.
Continuing my conversation with Paula Nelson from Sweet Monday, you can check out what we're talking about right now at sweetmonday.org. All right, Paula, you happen to know that I was attracted to Sweet Monday through Project Cupcake. Through which I was, I've been exposed to it. I have gotten my free bags, my little things that I put my cupcakes in. I have gone and set cupcakes on the porch of my neighbor. Like, I have used it as an entry point to conversation. So share with people this absolutely delightful, very easy to do, and very, very effective tool that you guys are providing. So introduce us to Project Cupcake.
Yes, well, this is Sweet Monday's 25th anniversary year, and we wanted to find a way to invite other women to participate in Sweet Monday, even if there wasn't a Sweet Monday in their area, or if there weren't a hostess, that they could participate in that connection and fulfill really the vision of Sweet Monday, which is creating opportunities for women to connect with each other. And who doesn't love a cupcake? Who wouldn't be touched by the sweet gesture of having one personally delivered? So we thought, what a great tool for women to take these empty Project Cupcake bags, fill them with cupcakes, fill them with a treat, cookies, whatever is appropriate for their neighbor, and cross front lawns, cross party lines, and ring the doorbell and get to know your neighbor. You know, the law, Jesus summed up the greatest commandment in loving God and loving your neighbor. What better way to love our neighbor? And to love our neighbor, we need to know our neighbor. So Project Cupcake is just an entry point into that, where we can make the world a sweeter place by getting to know our neighbor, connecting with them, and building that friendship and relationship.
All right. So for many of you who are listening in our live listening areas, you're gonna go on to the sweetmonday.org website, and you're gonna put in your zip code or your city, and you're gonna say, hey, there's actually not a Sweet Monday location near me. Can I still participate in Project Cupcake? Yeah, that is kind of the point. So the Project
exactly.
Cupcake opportunity is, you know, short of you just saying, hey, right out of the box, I wanna become a hostess for Sweet Monday. This is actually a way of you using something that Sweet Monday is offering called Project Cupcake to just initiate those sweet conversations with your neighbors, to actually get us back to the place where we re-engage with our neighbors in a way that is really simple and literally really sweet. It's also notable, Paula, that a muffin fits exactly in the same space as a cupcake. And so for my coffee and muffin people and my, you know, right, this is a great coffee and muffin opportunity as well as a cupcake opportunity. I love the design of the little bag. It's really fun. It's really attractive. I just want to encourage people. This is literally a delightful way to help people taste and see that the Lord is good. What else do you want to tell us about Project Cupcake?
Well, just like Samaritan's Purse uses the shoeboxes at Christmas to reach, to fill with treats for children in other countries, this is an opportunity for you to reach people on your street, right where you are, to go out with the love of Christ and reach your neighbors just right where you are. And it doesn't have to be homemade. Again, we like to keep it so simple you never dread it. If you're not a cupcake or muffin person, you can flip the insert upside down. You can put cookies in it. And if someone is diabetic, maybe you put you know, something more appropriate for them in that bag. The idea, again, isn't about what's in the bag. It's about that connection you make on the front porch when you ring their doorbell. And it's intentional, just one of those opportunities that you think, you know, I've been meaning to reach that neighbor. I've been meaning to contact them and see how they're doing, or maybe they're new to your neighborhood. It is a great tool to use to connect right where we are and combat the loneliness epidemic that is going on in our country and make the world a sweeter place.
Okay, I love our listeners. You're going to appreciate this. We've had a listener who's texted in and who says, if there's not a Sweet Monday in your community, You guys could check out Holy Donuts in Wisconsin. There's a kid who started this little business, and he's anyway. So that's kind of fun. Like, right?
That's fun.
So this, and I also have people texting and say, is there anything like this for men? Okay, you could start it. This is not right. This is not complicated. Like, don't overthink this, people. We are literally talking about helping other people taste and see that the Lord is good by extending just a small little act of grace, right? It's the extension of grace. It breaks down the barrier. And there's no reason that a man can't take cupcakes or muffins or donuts or cookies or, oh, Paul says bacon. There's no reason that you cannot, use this as an opportunity. Just have a little bit of fun, break down that barrier. What we're trying to really encourage people to do is get to the place where we're less isolated and we begin to know our neighbors again. So, you know, maybe every single one of us doesn't have a front porch or a front yard where we can try that like turquoise picnic table approach from that one gal we've talked to. This is a little bit different than that, right? This is actually you going to sweetmonday.org, getting your free bag that this goes in. They've already produced it for you. It's really pretty. Ordering one or many of those, and then actually filling it up and taking the physical steps to go and meet your neighbors and say, you know, hey, I just want to share this with you. It's not complicated, people. We're literally just trying to get to the place where we will walk across the street or even just go next door. So talk about, Paula, talk a little bit about the loneliness and isolation people are experiencing today and how the Sweet Monday approach, both through the Sweet Monday groups that meet on Monday nights, but also through things like Project Cupcake, how we are really trying to sort of restore that old-fashioned front porch connection.
Right. In days gone by, you know, there was a custom of taking cookies to that new neighbor or, you know,
or
when
a
you
pie.
Moved in. Or a pie, or just purposely connecting. And really, our culture is moving more toward online connection and online friends. And women are busy, and especially in the wintertime, we come home, we go in our garage, we shut the garage door, and we don't come out again until spring, it feels like. And I met a neighbor yesterday who just moved into the neighborhood. And she said in their last neighborhood, they lived there 7 years and only knew three of their neighbors. And so it really is becoming harder and harder to make connections without being intentional. And so Sweet Monday is just about being intentional and opening your home. It doesn't have to be perfect. Your floor doesn't have to be vacuumed. Women feel comfortable. And men, when they come into a home that's lived in, that's warm, and it's really about an open heart, Carmen, as much as it is about an open home. We open our heart to the people around us and ask to be a vessel that God can use to share the love of Christ with others. And he brings people and connects people. And women really are hungry for that connection. People are looking for ways to connect, and Sweet Monday is just a great avenue for that.
Well, I really appreciate your efforts to not only do this, be a hostess for Sweet Monday, but also equip the rest of us through wonderful things like Project Cupcake. So we want to send everybody to sweetmonday.org. Paula Nelson, thanks so much for sweetening our day.
Thank you for having me, Carmen. Have a sweet Monday.
You have a sweet Monday as well. We'll be right back.